Video rental stores may seem like relics of decades gone by, but many are still surviving, at least 2,000, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, although their business model is changing. This month, Charlotte's last video rental store, VisArt Video, cemented its change as a new 501c3 nonprofit. It joins a number of video shops elsewhere in the country that are going nonprofit as a way to survive in the age of streaming. I stopped by VisArt on a recent weekday, where employee Brianna Kalbach was unlocking the outside Dropbox and fishing out some returns left overnight. She plucked out two DVDs from the box, an old Western and a late 90s action flick.
Josie Wales and Absolute Power. Yeah.
Kalbach has been working at VisArt for several years now. She's what other employees might call a Visartian. She's got neon blue hair, beat-up chucks, and a deep knowledge of films both popular and obscure. She's also in charge of maintaining VisArt's vast collection of nearly 40,000 videos. Most are DVDs, but lots are VHS tapes too.
And they actually do rent, which is kind of wild.
Some videos were donated, others were bought. And while the store does carry current releases, manager Gina Stewart says most customers are coming in for the older stuff.
80% of what we send out are things in the collection.
That includes stuff like cult films, BBC programs, and obscure foreign flicks, of which VisArt has plenty.
We have Icelandic film, Filipino film, we have films from every country.
There's also stuff you can't find online, like old Hanna-Barbera cartoons, Nickelodeon shows, and limited releases.
We had Spike Lee's college dissertation tape for a really long time. There are only two copies of. A museum came and picked it up, but we used to have it.
Rare and obscure titles have always been a part of VisArt's zeitgeist. The business got started in Durham in the mid-80s when its founders, Andrea Kubachko and Clay Evans Jr., couldn't find a copy of the Japanese drama Seven Samurai at any local stores, but could find any number of overhyped mainstream flicks. Their small empire of VisArts once included locations in Chapel Hill and elsewhere in Durham, but none remain today except the VisArt in Charlotte. That's part of its significance. It was on the brink of closing, but was saved by local attorney Mickey Aberman. He walked in on New Year's Eve 2010 and found out the store planned to shut down.
And I said, well, that's terrible. I liked having VisArt. I thought it was kind of a good resource and a good thing for Charlotte.
Employees had been trying to raise money to purchase the store, but were unsuccessful. So Aberman called up the owner and ended up buying the store on the spot.
Linda, my wife, was really good about it. I called her up from the store and, you know, I said, you know how you told me to come down here and pick up a couple movies? And she said, yeah. I said, well, I kind of bought the whole store.
He admits the purchase was an impulse, but since then, he's tried to keep the store running no matter what. That included moving it from the Elizabeth neighborhood to a new location at the corner of Eastway and Central in 2015, and then in the fall of 2018, starting the process of becoming a nonprofit.
It made good business sense because we had people who wanted to volunteer. And you can't have unpaid volunteers of a for-profit business.
It also allows the store to apply for grants and accept donations. And it means the store will be hosting more community events and screenings for local groups and up-and-coming filmmakers, something they've already been doing since adding a screening room. Aberman says the business model needed to change because while the store might have more titles than Netflix, it can't compete with the online giant's convenience. Regardless, he's excited for the new step, and he sees the store's future as a cultural organization, one that will have to survive, in part, on others.
We are going to have to rely to some extent on, you know, the generosity of people who appreciate what we are and what we do and want to keep it going.
He hopes people won't just stay on the sidelines eating popcorn, but actually come in and contribute to the store, if not in a leading role, then at least in a supporting one.